been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Good evening, welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. This is your boy Handsome Lyle on the mic. Y'all know the host with the most, if y'all ain't know, pass the toast, hello. my man Black, I ain't gonna introduce y'all. Go ahead, my team, introduce yourself, let's go.
Yeah, y'all already know what it is, Black success. Ladies, like I told you last week, it's okay if your man is a snack, because your boy's the entree on that Yave, you know what I mean? Holla.
Sure. Your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya, Bad Girl Tanya, Wiggy Wiggy, whatever you want to call me. Sorry, Danny. Wiggy, Wiggy. Sorry.
And the sponsors is always on deck. Shout out to Jave Tequila again, getting it going with the brown holy water. We got a special drink we're going to put out for y'all. We're going to let y'all get this, but let's get going, man. We're going to start with some topics real quick. We're going to start with a hot trending topic. Like, this shit is buzzing all over the place. God. We're going to talk about sex dolls. Like, yeah, man. Let's start off with sex dolls. Like, it's going crazy on the internet. If y'all ain't know, like, I think some Chinese company dropped some crazy doll, like $1,500, mad life, like silicone, soft, look all nice. You know what I'm saying? Look decent, good. And a lot of people's in the uproar.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't start it off, but and they make men too. I'm sorry, I ain't gonna just make it seem like it was just
with tan lines.
Fact, they ain't just the women with breasts and ass. It was a men, you know what I'm saying, men doll, nice size for the ladies and everything too. So the question would be, start off out, would you ever use a sex doll? I'm gonna start with Black. Come on, Black.
I mean, you know, contrary to popular belief, you know what I mean? It's a lot of sex dolls running around right now. You know what I mean? Boy. With all this butt injections and breast implants and chicks getting surgery done and all this stuff. You know, 80% of the women right now either have surgery or are inspired to do surgery in the near future.
Correct.
Because they're all insecure about their bodies or just want to get a little bit of work done. And they're not even concerned about the fact that they won't be able to upkeep the maintenance. So, I mean, fucking with a sex doll, I mean, you know, they're not going to talk back. They're not going to cook what both parties do it. You know what I mean? So
most girls can't
cook
anyway.
So, you know, you got to look at the plus minus. You got to look at the plus minus. It's not pros and cons of the motherfucker. Me, no, because I'm engaged. You know, shout out to my wife.
She might want to use it.
But, yeah, I don't see what the problem is. You know, lesbians are using rubber dicks, and most of these girls want plastic butts. So, you know, you tell me what's up. I go by the name of Black Success.
Auntie.
I'm with all the shits.
So you're getting
with all the shits. First of all, y'all know I'm into sex toys, period. And it's just sex toys. It's a fucking toy. It is a fucking toy. Let's not make it seem like it's a whole human being in that breast. It is just an enhanced form of a toy. They got blow overs niggas been using for a long time. Now, my thing is, it's like the iPhone X right now compared to the plastic dolled back in the day. It's like the iPhone 1 is an upgraded version. People's sexual fantasies can still be the same. It's like, it's not a big deal to me. Like, we can get one, I'ma fuck with a bitch, he can fuck with a bitch, we can fuck with a bitch, we gonna be happy. I'm just saying, I'm with the shits. Sorry, I'm a weirdo.
So you will fuck a sex doll?
I'm bumping coochies, nigga.
It's a man, the man one.
So you're gonna turn lesbian with the sex doll? You see what I mean? This shit fucking people up right now.
What the fuck ever makes me happy? The end of the day, I don't. Me personally, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Would you put a wig on the sex doll?
Like, I would put like, a wig on the bitch, makeup. We got different characters, so she have different wigs and shit. She got red wig today, a curly wig tomorrow. Got you.
Danny?
It's variety.
Would you use a sex doll?
Danny need a sex doll. Like, I mean, would you use one? I forgot it's jalapeno hot seat Sunday. I'm sorry, Daddy. I don't want to get on your bad side.
Would I use it? No. I think it's weird. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, if you want to fuck with a sex doll, you fuck with a sex doll. But that's like, you might as well have a real human being for all of that.
Exactly.
Like, you can't even have a conversation with the fucking doll. You're just thinking fucking a doll. It's one thing to have a toy, like a dildo or something like that. But to have a whole human being doll, like, no. That's weird. That's for niggas who don't get pussy, who, like, just...
I don't know.
I just feel like that's weird.
I think niggas that get pussy still gonna buy the doll, because...
It's fucking
like
weird.
Like Black was saying, a lot of girls have silicones. It's gonna feel the same way.
And that's fine. Exactly. But so you rather, so you telling me that you rather fuck a doll than fuck a human being?
Sometimes I'd rather jerk off than fuck a human being. So
I guess
might be the same boat.
That's
I save a lot of money. I ain't gotta deal with no hassle. I jerk off, I get the best sleep ever.
That's extra to me.
And I ain't gotta worry about nobody putting their leg over me.
That's true. That's extra.
Taking up all the covers.
Pull a sheet, feet cold.
Yeah.
Put their feet on your back.
And expect you not to be mad about the shit. You know what I mean? Hot sushi. But yeah. You know, shit is great.
All right, well, why are women getting offended by female, like, by sex dolls? Like, a guy want to use a sex doll.
Because
like,
it's taking their place.
Let me finish
we got the answers already. SATs, man. It's like, the SATs.
Just like how she said, right? All females, they'll be like, oh, this shit is weird, blah, blah, blah. Why is it weird that a man can't use like any type of toy? Matter of fact, let's put it out there. If a nigga had a sex doll, a little pocket pussy, you went in his crib, you don't be like, this nigga's a weirdo. But y'all can use like dildos, cucumbers, carrots, like anything that look like a penis.
If a guy has sex toys in like his house or whatever,
weird.
I don't think that that's weird. I just think that he's a fucking freak. That's it. Like, to me, niggas who have sex toys and shit, just saying, they usually got nipple piercings and hoop earrings. That's just how I look at it. But this is, like I said, this is a full human being. I'm not offended.
All right, so like I said, if you're interested in a guy, right, you're mad cool, you actually went to his bathroom, you opened up his cabinet, little pocket pussy fall out.
What kind
of human being? Are you gonna look at him like, oh, this nigga is a weirdo?
I'm gonna think this nigga is a fucking freak. I'm not gonna think that he's a weirdo. No, if it fell, I'm gonna ask him about it, because it technically fell. I wasn't being nosy. Like, I'm gonna ask about it. But
do you still use the bathroom? Is the question. Do you start to get germaphobic and look around? Hold on, what did he touch he did this? Like, what the fuck?
But come on, they got these fucking these silicone dolls. Some of them, don't they move? Some of them.
Mm-hmm. Those are like the robots.
I'm just saying, but just think about
it.
If I walked into a guy's, back in the days, if I walked into a guy's house and he had a blow up doll, I would think that was weird.
That was a little more weird. That's
it's
like
the
air.
Same shit.
No,
blow
not.
Up doll.
Shit.
All right, blow up doll. Shit. It's the same thing. You got a full doll.
Nah,
like, you probably be talking to it like, yeah, baby, I'm just saying. Like, niggas do weird shit like that. They get into character. So you got
to
think about shit like that.
I used to play with dolls growing up. It's like the same shit.
It's different.
He said dudes do weird shit. These
y'all
girls got
one.
Imaginary boyfriends.
Y'all
what the fuck? Now they're giving you an actual physical being and you still complaining.
You think
this
girls ain't
great.
Talking to the dildo when they masturbate?
No.
Yes, they are. Y'all get dildos
yes,
names and shit.
Y'all
get different
dildo
all day.
You
I'm fucking
to your
Patrick today.
Yes.
What the hell? Who the fuck is Patrick?
I'm fucking Reggie today.
Yeah, yeah.
I got pictures and everything going on.
You'll definitely name them, but I don't. Talk to your dildo like
yes, girls talk
no.
to your dildo.
Well, I don't know.
So you're like giving your dildo a name, is what you're saying?
Yes.
You it's not wrong.
That's, and that's not weird.
You could talk.
You give pocket, your car a name.
Yeah, that's your car.
All right, that's my dildo.
She's got a point.
Comparing a car to a dildo.
Yes,
it's
mine.
Ownership.
It's
one,
mine.
One
it's
has
ownership.
Insurance.
Exactly.
One has insurance. One.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can name your car. You can name your pocket pussy. Her name might be Brenda. You never know. Like, you can name whatever's yours. That you appreciate.
So you have named the dildos in your house.
You just trying
no,
to.
No, I'm just
you're
saying.
Just trying to
you
give
seem,
me to see.
You are
no,
very supportive of
no,
this concept.
I'm just proving my point. That's
yes,
all
but
I'm
do
doing.
Do you have named dildos with names in your house?
Do I have dildos with names in my house? No.
Do you have dildos there?
No, I don't have dildos there. Like,
oh, this no good, Junior.
What do you have? What
you have? You keep asking me. Okay, I'm answering. This is prime example.
You're
of
single. You're
my,
using
this
something.
This is prime
so
example of my group post about omitting information because I'm not lying. You're asking me a question and I'm answering
okay.
you.
Hold on, I got you. Tanya, yeah, why do most women get offended? Why most women getting offended by this topic that men want to get a sex doll?
No. I got a fucking theory why they really fucking offended.
Let us know, baby.
If you look, especially in this day and time with the social media thing and everyone like Black and it was saying everybody's already getting their bodies to look a certain way. Mm. The doll looks the exact fucking way. So women are in the zone. It's already bad enough if you got pump people these plastic bitches. Now we got more of y'all plastic bitches.
So they feel like it's competition.
So it's like it's more competition. And they say, this nigga, it's not like these niggas got to go now, shoot shots, go out on dates, drive around, do this, spend money. Now they can just buy the bitch and have her there. So it's like, it's already bad enough you got to compete with a certain looking type of woman. And if you're already going through, you're already feeling some type of way, you don't get certain attention because your titties not a certain way, your ass not a certain way. Then they got a sex toy who looks like the bitch you can't look like also. So it's like it's a double whammy. So now bitch is just mad as fuck.
Especially if the fucking... What if the pussy is actually good?
What if the pussy is actually good?
What if it's moist? Right? What if it get moist and you can pull
it? If it's moist... No, but that shit 2000. It gotta get moist for 2000.
That shit could get super tight.
No, what if it move like the shit
that comes with the shit? That nigga is way too into this shit, right?
If it can pulsate. If it can pulsate. If it could grip your dick, we can call that kettlebell. If it could kettlebell on your dick.
But that's my... And that's my...
But 2000, that's a great...
I'm just saying. That's a great enough
Christmas
for nothing. $2,000 is affordable.
That's
it's
like,
not
that's
crazy.
Like
an
unnecessary
if you pay $2,000 for a doll, you're fucking weird.
Some niggas pay $2,000 for a bag. Y'all don't have no money in it.
Facts.
Y'all got $2,000 these big ass Louis bags.
Facts.
No money.
A bag and a silicone doll.
Same thing.
You don't. You keep
no.
The
bag is pointless. You don't carry
wait,
money.
Wait, hold on. Time out. So you pay. Hold on. So $2,000 for a bag and $2,000 for a doll is the same thing. But naming your dildo and naming your car ain't the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Not the same thing.
We're allowed to name our dildos.
Is a lifetime investment. You get insurance on that bitch.
You can.
How you know with that? Cause I already looked into it.
It could take maybe with my money too.
But for real though, you could like imagine if it all came with all that technology. Like, you get moist.
You wouldn't need a woman or a man. That's
false.
How I look at it.
False. I think that's false. Definitely.
I just feel every time I think about these dolls, I just think about weirdos. Niggas who are weird, they're socially weird. That's different.
Weird.
He ain't have nobody. People who are socially weird, that are socially awkward, don't know how to interact with like people, and they go home, they watch porn, and they get crazy with their dolls.
No, but
dolls.
You gotta understand.
You know what's weird?
That's
you know what's weird
think.
To me? You know what's weird? What's weird to me is when a man take you out to dinner and then you don't fuck after. That's weird. So instead
three
of that
dates,
process,
$3,000 is $3,000.
Yeah, that's
pussy.
Crazy.
I could have made this investment
and
fucked the whole week.
And fucked the whole week.
No text messages.
Yeah.
Say all my daytime minutes.
Yeah.
But
what
listen.
Else?
I ain't got to like all your pictures on the gram.
What
no
else?
I put a little bathing suit on in a bottle of him.
That's
a lot of
shit. That's a weird one.
I'm dressing her up. This should be butt naked in the house. I got respect. She got respect. I buy some Louboutins. This shit's gonna be crispy forever.
One time shots.
And I can come around, put them back in the box, and take them back.
That's like life insurance.
You know with these musty feet ass bitches
but
out
my
here.
Thing is, my thing is, I don't know why people are meant. Some people are going mentally to the extreme that this is gonna replace women. It's not. It's a fucking toy. People have listen,
toys.
People have fetishes. People have fantasy. People do things behind closed doors for their enjoyment. They let shit go. Let them do what the fuck they want to do. But there's no way a doll will ever replace a woman. It can't happen. It can't fucking happen.
Don't speak too
don't
soon.
Don't speak too soon. Exactly.
Nah.
A lot of chicks, they said, can't cook, hard, like,
listen,
not submissive.
You
know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
My nigga, I don't
give
a damn.
Them Chinese people are good. You see the iPhone? Imagine gonna put your iPhone in the robot and make us say anything. Yo, Siri, come here, bitch. So I'm on my way.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yo, take that.
Oh, man, I'm thinking about it.
catching up, man. Yo, y'all see all these movies? It is. Yo, it you is. Never know. People going to be coming over there. That's why
you got to be the best you. Robot, it's definitely options out there.
And they ain't going to never get fat. You got to be the best you. They ain't going to never get fat.
There was a whole movie about it. I forgot the freaking machine.
iRobot?
No, it was like La Machina, something like that, where he like, they did a test.
La Machina.
Ex Machina. Thank you. I couldn't remember. But the whole movie.
He's in the movie.
Y'all
He's
seen
ready.
The movie? Y'all didn't see the movie.
Shout out to director.
He clearly fell in love. Like, it was a whole test, but he didn't know he was a part of the test, but he clearly fell in love with a robot. Like, fell in love with her. Everything. Help her break out and everything, and she shitted on him.
Even a robot bitch
is
shit on
God. Damn. These dolls ain't loyal. Chris Brown, holla at me. Holla at me. What's up? Holla at me. Black success. The entree on that Yave, you know what I mean?
We got Suave on that Yave. We going.
We got our own slogans going on.
We making up
I'm my new to shit make my is, slogan.
I wish I could.
Yeah. No!
We'll get to that later.
Nigga.
We'll get to that.
I wanted to drop
later.
That shit, my nigga. I wanted to drop that shit, we'll my nigga. I was waiting for y'all to say some slick shit just to say that. I wish I cared.
Let me get to the next part of the question. Do you think if you're in a relationship, buying your partner this sex doll can prevent them from cheating?
No.
No.
If they're interested in using it, how not?
No, because if a nigga gonna cheat, you're gonna cheat. Don't matter.
Daniel.
It don't matter. If a nigga's gonna cheat, they gonna cheat.
A man don't
need cheating if you fucking a dog.
If a man, it don't matter if he's fucking a dog. I'm saying, it's like a nigga fucking another chick. Like, it doesn't matter.
I'm saying, like, listen, I'm saying, like, if he like, yo, you know what I'm saying, babe, we've been together for a minute. I like that dog. Can you buy it for me? Like, you wouldn't buy it for, because then if you don't, he'd be like, I fucked that bitch because you didn't give me the dog.
Let me, so that's him. That's no, all, that's his excuse. But no, a guy, if a guy wants to cheat, he's going to cheat. It doesn't matter whether he has a doll or not. Just like if he has a good woman, if he has a good woman, if he want to cheat, he's going to cheat. So what's the difference? He'll cheat on a doll. He'll cheat on his girl.
It's like saying, like, a nigga don't want his girl to use sex toys. Like, sometimes she want to get off. So she be like, yo, I want this sex, the doll. I get so she ain't got fucking another
thing. No, wow.
You know what I don't get? Like, women claim to have all these confidence with everything else, but they are very insecure when it comes to a man being faithful. Like, where's your confidence? I think that drives men to go cheat, because you're already anticipating him cheating.
Even
you're
if he
already
don't
speaking
cheat.
It into existence. Ooh, at the end of the day,
one is live attraction shit.
Where is your confidence that not only are you the baddest bitch, not only are you all that in a bag of chips, where is your confidence that your man don't have to cheat because you are it? When you develop that within you, more men is going to be faithful, because they're going to be scared to cheat because your confidence, and you know what you're fucking worth. But you got to believe it first before you bring it to him. My name is Black Success. You know what I mean?
First of all, I hear everything you said, and I agree what you're saying, but that's not what we're talking about. He was talking about cheating. So everything that you said was irrelevant just now, even though I do agree.
It was very valid.
But
just now.
It could be. I was talking about it could be valid.
Do you believe the doll
could prevent
your man from cheating? So you got to understand what the question is.
And
hold on. You underline words. Prevent. So now, prevent is, you know what I mean? That's the word in the quotation.
Okay.
So now with that word, it's saying stop him from. So what I said is that, hey, listen, one other thing, besides if you're not worried about the dog, because you're saying that the man is going to cheat if he want to cheat, I'm saying you got to have confidence that the man you chose is not going to cheat. And when you have that confidence, that would more than likely have a lot of men afraid to cheat on you.
Why?
Because you are confident on who you are. So now, anybody with this type of confidence, they know is going to leave.
So you think that every man, every woman that a man cheated on, she just had a lack of confidence?
No, I believe men cheat because they know the person ain't going anywhere.
And they can get away with it. I was going to say that.
First of all, you're not even a real woman.
I am Black
man
success.
Change.
Yeah, I mean, you're not a real woman without a man anyway.
You know what I mean?
So most of y'all girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was
minding my fucking business. It got real quiet.
Quiet.
I was saying Yave at the time.
Hold on. Tanya, about that question, how you feel? You think buying your partner a sex doll could prevent them from cheating?
Me personally, I don't think you could prevent somebody from doing anything they want to do. That's bottom line. It could slim in the chances. Maybe he has certain sexual fantasies. But this is assuming he's cheating because of sex or because his sexual fantasies are not being satisfied. So if he wants, he asks you for certain things and you don't want to give it to him and he cheats, But if he want to fuck a doll and he's like, babe, I want to fuck a doll, get the nigga a doll, y'all fuck the doll, y'all happy and shit, it could slim in your chances of him not cheating. But if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat.
Stop saying but. I'm just saying, like, for the question's sake, he don't want to fuck nobody else. He want to fuck
you
this
wanna
dog.
You want to fuck the doll?
He said, if I ain't fucking you, I got to fuck this doll.
Okay, based on the parameters of the question, if we get the doll, it might make him not cheat.
Yes.
Based on the question. Just
based
this
on the question.
Specific question. This specific question.
Same way dildos and all that shit stop women or prevent women from doing cheating or fucking a dude they don't want to fuck. It could be the same way. No. Then they say y'all don't use like masturbation and toys to stop y'all from having sex with a person y'all like, I shouldn't have sex with anyway.
No. You just stop yourself by saying no.
I don't want to fuck
you.
Y'all
have no self-control.
What? Yes, we do.
No, y'all don't.
Yes, we definitely have self-control. That's I think women have way more self-control than men do.
How? Women cheat more than men.
Oh, boy. And I love how y'all really saying this with a straight face.
Hold on. You women preach all day.
First of all, you're so passionate right now.
I'm
just
saying.
Chill.
You
Relax.
Women preach all day about how so many men is incarcerated. And they say so many
don't say
men
women,
are,
I don't.
Are, you know, gay. And so many men are get
I don't
killed.
Say that either.
So now you guys are overpopulating this earth. How could you not cheat more than men? It's more of y'all. More of y'all are single and available, or you
just
know,
because you're single doesn't
know.
Mean that you're dating, and it doesn't mean that you're fucking everybody
you're
just because
you're
available.
It is more than likely you're fucking someone, man.
Really?
I mean, lack of sex.
I beg to differ.
How you doing? My name is Black Success. It's jalapeno hot seat. You know what I mean? It's spicy Sunday.
I bet
it's spicy Sundays. I came to play today. You know what
you
I mean?
You came to play.
I came
and
to play
you're
today.
Wrong.
I came to play.
You're
today.
So
the
wrong.
Bad part is I can't disagree because Black got a fact. If you're single, you're probably fucking somebody.
I mean,
and yeah, you're probably fucking somebody, but not somebody's man. That's the difference.
Listen to me. If you're single, your goal is to Alicia Keys the situation. It don't happen for everybody.
Especially if you treat his girl good. First of all,
it don't happen for everybody.
Do I feel
like
some subs is coming my way? Because I'm the single one here. Do I feel like some subs is coming my way? Oh, I just want to make sure, because I'll put myself in a hot seat if y'all want me to.
Ain't your Sunday.
Okay, I'm just letting y'all know.
I'm about to make a drink.
I'm just making sure that nobody's subbing the single woman over here. I'm just making sure.
Not this single woman. There's another one somewhere out there.
Somewhere out there. All right.
Somewhere out there,
you
deep in
the
pond.
I'm
room,
just
man.
Making sure.
Right. This shit is spicy Sundays for real. It is spicy Sundays for real. Stick
niggas
around.
Niggas single, niggas in relationships, they don't fucking know. Like,
stick around. Stick around, man. Stick around.
That was a good one, Black. I mean, I said you say you probably fucking somebody.
I mean, put that on a shirt. Yeah.
It might go on a shirt.
And then do me like that.
Sorry, not sorry. Damn. Yeah, anybody got some more before
yo,
we
they
finish?
Yo, they gonna cook your ass, son. They gonna fucking cook
yo,
you.
Yo, before we finish, anybody else wanna piggyback or say anything before we leave this sex toys conversation, man?
Sex toys? Nope. It's a fucking
the
toy.
Sex doll. I'm saying sex doll.
Buy the doll, fuck the bitch, be happy.
Any last words on that?
Buy the doll, fuck the bitch, be happy. Bum coochies, all that good stuff.
I'm Black Success,
I got
man.
One coming too. I'm going to mold myself, you know, and I'm going to sell my shit for less, like $700. So the ladies look out, man.
What? I don't trust y'all queens, nigga, with discount. Like, I really don't.
Brooklyn is the dirtiest borough. They got the highest HIV rate.
Well, specifically, Best Eye, Cry Heights. Just
where
that's
all from?
I like that.
I'm from Red Hook.
That's where it came from, the creek, all the way to Brooklyn.
I'm from Haiti, baby.
I'm from Haiti, not from even Haiti, from
baby.
New
that's why Trump don't want HIV. HIV is crazy out there in Brooklyn, man.
Call me Trump. Call me.
Nigga, don't be saying that shit when the niggas lying up by the time we done this fucking show. So.
Ooh. Who lined up?
Keep going.
I didn't even hear what she said.
Who lied to?
Keep going.
I didn't even hear it.
Alright, y'all. This is something new we gonna bring to the show. This is called Jalapeno Sundays. Woo-hoo! Every third Sunday of the month, right? We're gonna put one of the cast members in the hot seat. We're gonna ask them whatever we want. Yep. We're gonna let y'all call up and ask them whatever we want. Yep. Matter of fact, I want y'all to call up and be anonymous. So nobody could come back and get hard feelings on y'all.
Yeah.
Alright, when is y'all time to call up? So call up. Get your questions together. Today is Black Success Day. We're going to put him in the hot seat today. You know, first time Jalapeno Sunday. Shout out to the sponsor, Yave Tequila.
Make sure you follow him on the gram. Follow him on the gram. Jalapeno, you see how it's going. You see what it's hitting for, baby.
So, you know.
See what it's hitting for.
My man Black Success is in the hot seat, y'all.
I have to answer. If I don't answer, I drink. That's how the game goes.
Shot of Jalapeno Tequila.
Yep. And I'm drinking anyway, so. Fuck it.
So, who wants to ask the first question in the hot seat? Oh, shit.
Nothing is off the table. Ask me whatever. I go on in my Black
Success.
I'll start
with something light. I got a light one.
My birthday party Friday, March 9th. Club Taj. Sponsored by Yave. Yandy Smith hosting.
I thought I was hosting.
Yandy Smith hosting.
Is that how you throw me out under the bus for a chick, sir? Go ahead, Italian.
It's a light one, Black. So, what's one thing you don't like about each one of us?
La got big ears. Danny is extra single for too long. And you always actually right here. I be wanting you to just do this sometimes. You know what I mean? There you go. Yeah, just take care of that. You know what I mean? There you go. I want to put some tape on it and just hold it back a little bit.
Disrespectful.
So we can take better pictures. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Damn. Oh, you got a point in my way?
No,
yeah, we got to go circle the most. Clockwise.
Let me go. I'll shoot.
I'll go. What's the nastiest thing you ever did to a girl?
The nastiest thing I ever did to a girl was serve her toilet bowl water. You know what I mean? The nicest thing I ever did.
So annoying.
Cause she deserve it. Hey, you gotta know your worth, fellas. You gotta humble them. You understand?
Toilet bowl water is mad cold, so you actually
it is icy cold. You gotta flush it twice though. That's the trick. You know what I mean? And then scroof. She like, why the cup wet? Don't worry about that, baby.
Go ahead, I was talking about sexually, but go ahead.
Oh, so sexually? That's
sexually. I was talking about sexually.
Oh, you're saying
Black.
Sexually was the nastiest thing I ever did. The nastiest thing? I mean, I don't do nasty stuff like
you can
that.
Tell.
You know what I mean? So. You know, I never did nothing too crazy. You know?
But you got to
take a fucking shot.
What is the nastiest?
I got to take a shot for not being nasty?
No. I said, what's the nastiest thing? What do you think is the nastiest thing? You might not be that nasty, but you did something that might have been out of the ordinary.
I mean, yeah, it is that. I you know. I guess because some dudes is not
hot
with this.
You gotta be honest, or you gotta you gotta take that shot.
When you put the ring on, you know you gotta try different things. You know what I mean? For the first time in my life, you know
What you did?
I licked some toes and shit. You know what I mean? I licked toes.
That's
nasty
it?
Man.
I eat ass. You don't lick a toe.
I'm a nasty man. You know what I mean?
You lick ass if you don't lick a toe?
I lick a toe. But this is after she did the hell toe. She's doing mad shit that day. How do these big wheels keep on rolling?
I'm saying you got the rollie on your wrist and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Y'all already know what it is. The big truck outside.
I mean the big truck, you know.
2017
whip, you know.
How much money you earned last year?
Damn, my G. On or off the books?
Both.
I would say anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000.
Take a shot.
No, you're supposed to take the whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta get fucked up.
Fuck out of here. Yes.
Hot.
Jalapeno.
Make it hot.
There we go. Chug-a-lug.
That Yave.
There you go, romance. Fill him up again. He about to lie again. I'm about to catch him. I knew you for a long time, brother. I'm gonna know when you're lying.
He gonna make sure he don't pour too much.
I gotta change the script now. It's good though. That agave, it just go down smooth. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's better than all them other drinks. So only drink Yave, y'all. All
right. Let's go back. Let's go. Tanya, let's go.
Damn, what's my second question? I gotta save that one for last. I really gotta save that damn one for last.
Damn.
Yeah, so, Jerry.
Yes.
Has there been any, you know, Jerry Juniors that never made it out the tunnel into the light?
Damn, that's a good that's a good question. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? It was a scare one time. Mm-hmm. That someone was pregnant years back, but it was two potential people, so I just wasn't with that. Mm. You know, she wanted it, but I'm like, yo, my first kid can't be a man. I ain't going on Maury for the first go around. You know, so
you were shooting up clubs with thoughts.
No, I actually wasn't, but
you didn't shoot the club up.
I did
the club
shoot
security
the...
let. Bad people in.
I did shoot the club up, but she wasn't a thot. I wouldn't describe her like that.
So you're shooting clubs up with people who aren't your woman.
No, the and condom then broke. The condom broke. That's what happened.
So you've never been to an abortion clinic?
No.
You never paid for an abortion?
No.
That you know of?
No.
You take it
I have
too
insurance.
Do you have insurance, but does she have insurance?
I would hope so. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Me? All right. I'll give you a light question. Why are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. You look very nervous.
I saw
I'm
you look
good.
Nervous. It's super I'm light. Chilling. It's super light. Who will be your best man at your wedding?
My brother. The fuck is that? My brother will be my best man at the wedding.
You just started
I'm just saying. You just got like, he really cleared his throat too.
My brother.
Hey,
best friend. My brother.
Nah.
My brother would be my own
nah,
best friend.
He calling him best
shout
friend.
Out, shout out
best
to Junior.
Friend. You
he
look
just
right?
like me. What the fuck?
That don't mean you gotta like him.
Yeah.
That's the safest thing to do. That's safe. Wow. Your brother is always safe. Or your siblings. Wow. Look at me.
That's good.
If sushi and your moms were stuck in a game of sword and you only could save one from dying, who are you picking?
I gotta save sushi. My mom doesn't live. My mom been here 60-something years.
What, you got 13-something?
Yeah.
They gonna fuck you up.
My mom been here 60-something years. Listen, sushi here to stay. You know what I mean? We gotta continue the legacy. Legacy gotta go on.
Little successes.
Yeah.
Little achievements.
I honestly think my mom would want me to save her. You know what I mean?
Think she'll be like, kill me.
I don't think it's that, but I think my mom would understand that I would pick. You know, when you, I think a lot of people don't realize the actual structure of what a marriage is. Your wife come first, even before your mother, when you marry someone.
You ain't married yet.
I'm not married yet, but that's her position. You know, she's on top of the pyramid, you know? Mm-hmm. So when you figure out that pyramid,
we gotta get this nigga
to
drink.
You get some
Black
rings
success.
And stuff.
Black
success.
Drink,
mean?
Man.
Facts,
son.
Yeah. I mean, I'm over here kicking science. You know what I mean? I used to teach back in the day. You know what I mean? Fuck with your boy, Black Success. See, questions don't scare me. I don't have nothing to hide. I'm a real motherfucker. You know what I mean? My birthday party, March 9th, Club Taj.
These light skin faces, you know I can't mean? Deal.
It is what it
I can't
is.
Deal with this squint.
It is what it is.
He dims his eyes like you I can't. Know what
I mean? Me, I gotta leave some jewelry home. Like, I left the earrings. You know, I don't like to do it all at one time. You know what I mean? Because they thinking about questions. When it's day turn, I'm lighting their ass on fire. That's why I went first. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. What's up? Nobody talking? What's up? Because I'm about to start joking on y'all if y'all don't start talking.
You know my next question. You got a parking lot.
Tearing y'all up.
Parking lot?
I don't want to ask that yet.
I'm about to start tearing y'all up. Y'all don't start asking questions. What's up?
Danny, go.
I see a lot of H&M's here.
It's her turn.
I asked you a question. Fuck it. She wanna save hers. Like, she the space player that wanna hold the joke.
Man,
to
you
the
should've
end.
Been.
Oh,
you should've been.
Throw it at the,
all right,
should've
so
been
describe,
both hands with the and shit.
Describe a eating ass story.
Describe an eating ass story.
Yeah, one of your eating ass stories.
So
a real one.
Here we go. So it's not like I was planning to eat ass, but I was like set up to eat ass. So
how you get set up to eat ass?
Because she was in a doggy style, you know what I mean?
And she went down.
Sushi was doggy. And you know, I was down here with it. You know what I mean? No. So now while I'm right, you know the sideways head is crazy. I mean, pause, but you know. So while I'm down here, you know, the TV is this way. You know what I mean? The TV, the cable box, everything is in front of her. So she asked me, she was like, baby, what? So she what talked to me. She said, baby, I'm what? She said, look at the cable box. Tell me what time it is. And I said, it is. I'm a funny motherfucker. I say that right now. I'm a funny What's up? Hey, who else got something funny, man?
Oh, talk I hate man. You so much. Look at the cable box.
Yo.
Don't try me, that.
Man. I,
Jalapeno hot seat, baby.
Tell us the story when you got caught cheating.
When I got caught cheating.
Come to any relationship. You ever got caught cheating?
Nah. You got caught? I never cheated.
None of your relationships?
Nah,
if
I'm faithful.
If you don't sip that
I'm
fucking...
faithful. I never cheated on
nobody. Take a shot, my nigga. I don't
I never
believe
cheated
you.
On nobody.
I don't believe you need more people.
First of all, I only had two relationships. Let's start off there. My second one is the engagement. So, understand what it. I never cheated on anyone.
Take that shot.
I never cheated.
He's really not gonna take that.
Nobody
shot.
In the comment believes you.
I'm a faithful man.
We sorry. Believe you're faithful.
I'm sorry you guys are so that being cheated on is so norm that you know a guy say he's faithful is throwing you off. But hello.
I take a shot for the culture then.
I mean, fuck it.
When you gotta take a shot for the culture, but you know what you really taking a shot for.
Well, you know what you really hitting for. Blackhead is sweating pores.
Take a picture of his head sweating. The only reason why I never cheated and I'm not into cheating is because I could only imagine what it would do to me. You know what I mean?
He getting old.
You know, so it'll break my heart if I seen sushi on a date looking in someone's eyes. I'll be, boy, it's going to be problems, my
facts.
Dude. That's a different
that
kind of anger.
Before.
There's no holding me back that. I'm going to be wilding, girl. I'm going to be throwing all the California rolls against the wall and shit, the wasabi and shit. I'm going crazy inside that restaurant.
940 with a 2-9 on me, right?
Hello? But luckily, that's not the case, man. Shout out to you, baby.
Go time.
Sushi. You're so in love.
So, unless you've been living under a rock in the Brown Holy Water Group, you would have seen some recent expose of some conversation that black thing should not have happened. Now, a lot of people reached out to me, and they want to know, why did the conversation with the Shade God go that way? They want the fucking backstory. So let us know, Black Success, why you felt the need to let motherfuckers know.
I got you. So the backstory of why that took place is this. The girl a week prior was on a post. And on this post, a female and her baby father is going back and forth, shooting shots at each other, subbing each other to death. Now, a few people is laughing, which is normal. You know what I mean? Like, yo, what the fuck is this? LOL, but yo, explain yourself. But this girl is going out of her way to add fuel. So much out of her way that both the father and the baby mom is like, yo, relax. Like, you're being the most nosiest. Like, everyone else laughing, whatever, but you're being extra. And I felt she was being extra, and I told her, chill. And after I told her, chill, she still was going, which I found disrespectful because I just said, chill. I know both parties. I'm not joking. That means it's somewhere I don't want to go. So now from there, she felt guilty, so she wanted to inbox me to continue the conversation about that situation. So that's why I said, hey, only speak to me in the group. I don't want to speak to you privately. I didn't like the way she was moving in the group. I didn't even want to have that conversation in the inbox. Mm-hmm. From there, I felt like it should have been nothing else to be said. Like, you know what I mean? You could have, all right, I only talked to you in the fucking group. She chose to disclose her relationship status. Hey, oh, just for your information, you know I'm not single. The fuck that got to do with what the fuck we talking about? I'm just saying only talk to me in a group. You being single or not doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? I'm not even interested. I wish I really cared. I didn't ask you that. So then in the group, it's so much like she's so much in everyone's business, doing a little bit of everything everywhere. And then she's saying that she's single in the group, but then she's telling other people that she's taken. It's like, which one is your story? You're telling this story and this story. No one really knew. So when I did post it, it was more so that I found that more people were shocked that it was her, because you're putting up a whole different image in the group based on how you is. And you're acting extra spicy. So when you're in the kitchen, you can't be mad about who's getting served. Dinner's for everybody. And that was her day yesterday. You know what I mean? And that's
it. It was petty.
I mean,
it definitely was petty.
It was petty.
It was
petty.
Funny. She's a good sport.
You were fucking.
She definitely was a good sport. Shout out to Yvonne, because she definitely was a good sport.
That I'm gonna say. She was. She took that on the chin, and she participated.
She lit.
You know what I mean? And everyone else that tried to jump in, I roasted them anyway, and they stopped. But she kept. She stayed. Even this morning, she was still in there. You know what I mean?
Because it's still going.
Right. It's still going. So it was
Yvonne.
As far as the way she took it, that was the dopest shit I've ever experienced since Facebook. Honestly. Because most people would have went the whole other way. You know what I mean? Like, this other girl was telling me how she's gang affiliated. And I'm just like, what? Yeah, this girl is telling me, I'm gang affiliated. I was like, yo, shorty, why are you telling me? Why are you telling me?
They just gotta understand that it's a group. Half of them, like I said before, half of them don't even know each other. Like,
and we're debating every day, and everything is fun. Listen, if anyone would have took it personal, like, for a great example, if she would have took that post personal, I would have took it down. The fact that she kept on laughing at it and was, entertaining it, I kept it going. You understand? And that was that. So anyone else that took it, any other way, that was just between y'all. Because honestly, hoes relate to whole culture. So when they see something that represents whole culture, they get defensive.
Facts.
And that's all that happened. Those people that was in disagreement, I'm defending my wife. That's my job. I'm defending the person I put a ring on. Get the fuck out of my inbox. And the reason I did that is because women these days, they could change the narrative on however they want. And when she originally posted the inbox, she cropped it out what she didn't want y'all to see. That's why I had to post both. I had to post the completed conversation. Because I'm engaging. That's not changing. I'm sorry. All right? I am Black Success. I'll let your boy. I'm sipping Yave, y'all.
I have to clear that up. You know motherfuckers get sensitive about screenshots. No.
Yeah, that was a funny ass thing. I ain't even jump into it to the end. Fuck it. I'll let y'all niggas get crazy sometimes.
I ain't jumping to nothing. I just came in on police patrol. Like, yeah, move. Always.
First of all, I said that's somebody's daughter.
That's right. We gotta go to the hot seat, though. Yeah, we talk about this in text messages or some shit. All right, we gotta stick to what we're doing right now. All right, if you only could talk to one sibling for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Tracy. My sister Tracy.
Fuck everybody.
That's my number one hype man in the world.
Facts. She had your back. I could do she no had wrong. Your back. Shout out to Tracy.
I could do no wrong.
Y'all was double teaming Tracy, people too.
Tracy is what the
Tracy like.
Tracy
you
is
like
what
said, just leave.
Tracy yeah, is double, with the program.
She was double Tracy teaming. Be
Tracy is with the program, son. And I'm with that. You know, all of them is like that, but Tracy is just more vocal about it. You know what I mean? And yeah,
I like Tracy.
Tracy forever. So yeah, your brother's your best man. So Tracy,
yeah, but there's no such thing as a best sister. If there was,
I've seen that.
You could have a female best man. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Junior's gonna be the best man, and Tracy can sit in the crowd and watch. You know what I mean? One of my other sisters, she won a what's name, whatever that shit called that the Japanese people wear. I'm like, you still
the
black,
dress
right?
Thing?
Like, yeah, I don't know what it's called. She was telling Sushi about it. Sushi was bugged out at it too.
We still gonna ask black questions, but it's y'all time.
What's the number?
It's 516-900-2278. You can call up, ask Black Success questions.
I want
questions.
Y'all to be anonymous, though.
You don't have to say your name.
I don't want y'all to feel like y'all got to be nervous.
Ask me whatever you want. Do know. This is just a disclaimer. Besides my birthday being Friday, March 9th, get your tickets now. I'm going to put the link in the comments. Do know I will roast your ass tomorrow. I know voices. Go ahead, though.
Yo, if... I fucked up. I'm still asking questions.
Oh, shit. We got a caller ready. Niggas was waiting on you.
God damn.
I'm going to save it.
We got to call that fast?
I got it.
Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Yo.
What's your question?
Oh, God.
I want to know if Black was a female, would he smack the shit out of Goldie?
I'll be honest with you.
If Black was a female, would he smack the shit out of Goldie on sight?
I'll be honest with you. I don't even think I got to change genders to do that. You know what I mean? I would slap her in 2018.
Wow.
You know?
Like,
but at the end of the day, you know, she's another Black queen. I just think it was a misunderstanding. And sometimes other people's happiness can make you a little upset because you don't understand it and you're waiting on your own blessings. So, you know, I just wish her luck. I hope everything's going
just
great.
Just so you know, my girl got her blessing. Because, and she's happy as fuck right now.
She has a man.
Happy as fuck.
That's what's up.
Right.
That's what's up. Shout out to Goldie. I never had a problem. She brought me up the strength of Black.
Yeah. Hopefully, we could be friends again one day. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. Thanks. All right,
bro. Thanks for your question, bro.
Thank you.
All right, man.
That's my question to Black too. Y'all got another question before I go?
Nah, you said three, bro.
I know, but fuck
right, I'm just coming up, popping up
the head because we gotta keep going. Maybe we'll sit in silence until the
go ahead, man. I'm here. Make sure y'all call up, man. I'm out here waiting. All
right, listen.
Yeah.
Your best friend committed a murder. You got picked up for it. You facing life, right? But he don't want to come forward.
You
gonna tell him?
This is my best friend.
Your best friend.
I gotta eat that.
You gonna
eating that? That's just the way I'm.
Take a shot. This is your best friend, right? He did the murder. You home with sushi chilling. Next day you wake up, you go to the store, you got locked up. You found out it was your best friend. He comes to you to visit. Oh, yeah, I did that shit, boy. You my nigga, so hold that down. You gonna hold that down? No, take that shot. I say I did the murder together. You got picked up, mistaken identity.
Oh, this is like,
I'm not a part of the crime.
You're
not a part of it. You happy home. Getting ready for the wedding.
Oh, nah. I got to tell. Officer, he's talking about live round. I'm going to tell you, this nigga up in Staten Queens. He always over there. Come on, let's go buy 40 projects.
So
he be chilling
tell?
Over there sometime. I got to tell.
Oh, okay.
I'm engaged. I have obligations. I got a family. I have a home. I have obligations.
Bad last season. People all against telling.
If that's your friend, your friend shouldn't put you in that situation.
Exactly. And he should come forward
if that's your friend, especially if you know you have obligations. And I have obligations, you know what I mean? I gotta go home. Black going home, you know?
Jerry going people home, you know, Jerry going home.
That's a fact.
I black, so I like hearing a man's side to the story. Like, what was the moment you had that you knew sushi was the one? Probably had several moments, but you had that moment where it's like, let me go get a fucking ring right now.
Yeah. It's so crazy. You guys want the real story?
The real story, motherfucker. You know how to see.
So I told Sushi one day that I was gonna take her to my mother's house, and we jumped in a car, we took a ride, and you know, I just wanted to see, you know, usually you want to see how people move in front of your family and in front of other people. And it was so like natural and genuine, and you know, she don't even eat the stuff my mom cooked, but she ate it because my mom cooked it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, You could see, like, she was molded into being, you know, someone's wife. Like, I could see those things, the way she was communicating, treating, and those things. And when I brought her around my family, and I seen that my family loved her too, they just reconfirmed what I already knew. And I went ring shopping. I spent $200 and I got a nice ring.
Yo, we got another call up, y'all. Let's see what the call up question.
What's up? What's up? Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Yo, I got a question for Black.
What's okay, up? Okay, what's up?
Does Young Sushi
yeah.
wear Fashion Nova?
I'ma be honest with you, bro. She's like, she's one of those Japanese cultures really into like hip hop wear. So she wear a lot of Babe and Supreme and stuff like that. And then she wear like a whole lot of like Champion. Like she's into like that type of style. Like, sweatpants, you know what I mean? She dressed real hip hop type shit. Like, you know, that's all she listens to is like trap music. So that's like her style and shit.
All right, thank you for your call, bro.
Thank Culture Ranger.
Why she getting tired? The entire group, like, we don't know who that is.
Yeah. I knew by his voice. Yeah. He speaks very properly.
Anybody else call up? Stop giving me these safe questions, man. Get on the edge with it. I know what y'all want to ask. I'm waiting for somebody to break the ice. I know what y'all want to ask. You know what I mean?
What's that?
Come on. I know what y'all want to ask. Come on, ask it, man. I'm here.
Did a black woman you break call. Your heart? Why you mess with?
What the fuck?
What you say?
Yo, take the call up, my nigga.
No.
I know where he's trying to go. I know where he's trying to go with it. I see where he's trying to go with it.
Oh, all right, fuck that.
No. Don't ask that question.
Yeah. No, that break your heart.
What?
Do you feel like you could really be black success in an interracial relationship?
Yes. Black success is an individual thing. That's what I've done individually and what I represent individually. And everything is black love. The same way we claim Barack Obama, you're going to be claiming Success Jr. It's going to be mixed. He's going to be Japanese and black. So when he succeed, you're going to say he black. If he fail, you're going to say he Japanese.
Not
so,
Tiger Woods.
So understand what it is. Just like y'all not trying to claim Tiger Woods. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. We have another caller. You can bring him in. Black Success is on the mic. Who this?
Well,
you don't got to say who it is. What's your question?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Okay, got you. In 5 years, I'm going to be honest with you. My overall plan, well, my five-year goal is to have a couple of businesses open and have this podcast on a bigger platform. So those are my two goals. And it's very obtainable. It's things that I believe we could do in 2018. Hopefully it don't even take 5 years, because everyone think it take money. It actually take contacts, and my contacts are very rich. So that's how I talk. That's how I eat. I like to have $200 steaks because I have rich contacts. So sometimes I like to order like that. Although I can't pay the bill, I gotta use credit because I don't got the cash. I like to order like that. You know what I mean? And if it declined, then I just wash dishes. But I like to order like that. You know what I mean?
All right, wait. I have a follow up question to that.
Yes.
If somebody offered you a high salary to leave your three co-hosts and do your own show, would you?
No, because then they would own me integrity wise because I signed up to be a part of a team. Brown Holy Water is all four of us. Nobody is bigger than the actual brand. If you end up leaving because of money, they know integrity wise that they can't trust you, and you are a sacrificial lamb for money. I mean, this is what I do. Like, when I'm in the hot seat, it's different type of shit. You know what I mean?
Black success.
I am black success. I'm sipping Yave, y'all. In case you're wondering. Yave,
thank you for your call, girl.
Thank you.
Call up. I'm ready, man. I'm in an interracial relationship and y'all ain't asking nothing spicy. Stop playing, man. Talk to me.
Who?
Huh?
I didn't see him.
Let's go.
Y'all ain't got no more questions, dude? Shoot off the hip, y'all.
Well, somebody in the comments said, what happened to Bob?
Ooh, that's good.
That's not your question. Huh?
What happened to Marv?
I'm going to be honest. So there was nothing wrong with Marv. Marv was a good guy. He was a very good mediator when it came to the conversations of the podcast. But after the podcast, after the 7 to 8 slot, there's a lot of work to be done throughout the weeks. It's a lot of platforms that we are on, a lot of financial things that got to happen, a lot of promotion, a lot of moving around, and the contribution to the other 95% of what we are was not there. So the 5% that you guys seen on camera, he was 100 on. He got an A plus, but the other 95% wasn't there. So we had to move in a different direction because we needed help. And we need, and you know, a lot of businesses fail because they try to be loyal to people that's not helping. And I don't know what was his reason. And we wish him all the luck. He got his own podcast now. He's doing his own thing. But thanks. That was the reason we just went separate ways. Business-wise, it wasn't making sense. So we decided to make a move. We got another call right now.
We got another caller.
Boris, you can bring him in.
Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Do you know the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
What?
What? Huh? Oh, yeah. I know that game, Fuck, Marry, Kill. He'll give you 3 options. Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, Fuck, Marry, Kill. Gotta, okay, yeah, go. Like
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Taylor Swift. Danny. Tanya.
What?
Taylor Swift. Danny. And Tanya. Fuck, Marry, and Kill.
Wow.
I would marry Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Money. And I would kill me because I ain't fucking or doing anything with Tanya or Danny.
Yo, what's take that shot. Yo, take that shot. Yo, good question right there.
That's the best answer I've ever heard.
Good question. Yo, thank you for calling up. All right, bro.
I guess I'm gonna kill myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sipping that Yave, baby. Come at me. Come on,
yo,
man.
Yo, call up, y'all.
The phone line is open.
We take another call 5, up. 10 we minutes of question, y'all.
Call the fuck up. We still got time. I'm in a hot seat. That nothing is off limits. Ask me anything, man. Ask me motherfucking anything. I don't care. That's what I motherfucking do.
I got a question.
Do. What's up? Go ahead. I want to get touchy. Then. I want to get sticky. Go ahead.
Were you ever on my body?
Was I ever on your body? Danny, no. You was on me in college, Danny. Like, let's stop lying. Danny, I was fly for a long fucking time. I was the man in college. I was the man. I was one of the best, the fucking best dressed. I was one of the toughest niggas. I was telling all these niggas what to do. We was fucking niggas up off the strength of me.
Why you so aggressive?
You was on my body. Because you not being honest to the people. You wanted me in college, and I turned you down because Lie plugged me with somebody else. That's a fact. In fact, no, Lie plugged me with fucking Nat from fucking Red Hook.
Yo, are you sorry to say the name?
Be honest. Yo, I'm sorry.
Dumped you for somebody from Red Hook?
I'm sorry.
We don't say names.
I'm sorry. But let's be honest. You was on my body, though. Stuck the fuck out of here. Go ahead, boy.
Shut the fuck up.
You was on my body. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
You just said shut the fuck out of here.
Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Hey, good evening. I have a question for Black.
Okay.
You said your fiance is Japanese, right?
Yeah.
How is sex with a Japanese compared to sex with a Black woman?
Ain't no ass. I'll tell you
that. What you said?
I don't know how to answer that, really, because it's like... I don't know. Like, it's not like
take
it's
that
like,
shot.
It's
take
not
that
a
shot.
No,
okay,
no, no, no,
brother,
no, no,
take
no,
that
no,
shot.
No.
Take
no,
that
no,
shot.
Listen to me. It's not a real. It's not like. All right. Let me tell you this. When you're driving a car, you're driving a car, right?
So,
So sometimes you can feel a difference, right? I drive a Jeep. Wrangler 2017
brand new, right? So
how
drive.
Is that answering the question?
Listen, let me walk you through this. So sometimes okay. when I drive, I could feel some of the little speed bumps that's on the street, right? But then you know when you jump in the range, the suspensions are different.
Ooh.
You understand?
Ooh, okay.
So
you trying to say Japanese?
I'm just saying the GPS might be sending you to the same address, mm-hmm. but the ride is different.
So
it's comfortability.
Who got the bigger ride? Who got the better ride, motherfucker?
I mean, the better ride
exactly.
got the ring.
Exactly. Who got a better ride?
The better ride got the ring. If you wanted me to be bold about it, hello.
Yes.
Sushi, I'm coming home and I'm horny. Hello.
Thank you for your call, baby.
You're welcome.
Yo, call up, y'all. We got like another 5 minutes. We're going to take another 5 minutes.
Somebody said Asians don't get tired. I see that.
Yeah. And they make them faces. She's speaking Japanese.
Does she speak Japanese when y'all have sex?
Yeah.
That's dope.
He's your friend.
Niho mai. I know a little Japanese. I had a little Japanese thing.
Everybody want Kung Fu fight.
Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, yo, what the fuck really is a GPA, my nigga? Like, we need to know. The people need to know.
What is his GPA?
What the fuck is his GPA? Last we heard, it was 4.96.
Well, you see, you get two different GPAs. You get a GPA for your major, and you get an overall GPA. Uh-huh. So my GPA for my major was 3.8. My overall GPA is probably like a 3.2.
Post receipts to Martin Brown Holy Water Podcast.
Facts. Definitely not going to do that. Take
post
my word for
receipts.
It. You know what I mean? I got the degree. I'll post the degree. You know?
Yes. Now, you want the receipts, nigga. Give a bitch a transcript, money. You guys
call
you
up. I know y'all got questions. Y'all want to know what's up? Call up. These chains might not be real. This Rolly might be fake. Call up and ask questions. Tono for the watch.
How
you know
long
what I mean?
It,
ASAP Ferg told
you. How long did it take you to get your Rolex?
It took me a day. Yes, next question.
If you don't care.
Took me a day. Money in the bank. Show me what you drank. I got money in the bank. What are you
doing? He's so annoying.
No, you know what it is? I got amazing credit, and I don't really use it unless I'm going to spend it anyway. So the things I would buy with cash, I just swipe and then pay it off with the cash that I have. You know what I mean? So I don't use credit for things I can't afford. I use credit for things I'm anticipating on buying anyway with cash. You know what I mean? Black success. Mm-hmm. Little tip for y'all.
Right, so, I don't know if y'all can get this. All right, so when you go to the bank, right? Mm-hmm. Do you go to the bank and make like in-branch withdrawals?
Do I go to the bank and make an in-branch withdrawal?
As you have to go to a teller with this written out receipt in your ID.
Gotcha. You're trying to see how financially stable I am. Let me tell you this. If you want to know, I could tell you it in this way. If I wanted to, if I chose to, I have 7 sisters, I could get them all 8 wigs and it not be a financial burden on me. We got to call a question, Boris. Somebody on the phone line, bring them on in.
Brown Holy Water, what's your question?
Yeah, I got a question. Who make more money, you or your wife?
Woo! Mm,
good job.
Damn, that's a good question. My wife. She's a nurse. What the fuck? She make more than me. On the book, she make more than me. But with my events and my entrepreneurship and my other business ventures, you know, I don't know. She probably.
All right, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it might be hard.
I want to know.
Another one? Yeah.
I want to know what the hell do you do for a living?
I'm gonna just drink that. I'm like Tommy from Martin. I ain't got no job.
What do you do? All right, thank you for your call.
Thank you, bestie.
Make a drink.
Yo. Rough estimate, how many sexual partners you think you had?
Oh, Lord.
Probably 8.
Take another shot.
Please take another shot.
Why?
Nigga, you 30 plus. Take another motherfucking
what
shot.
What does that mean?
8. Danny, you take a shot for trying to go find the bullshit.
What you mean trying to go find the bullshit? I don't need to take no shots at all.
Say that shot right there.
I don't need to take no shots.
And it's your
I'm
day
good.
Yet. Wait till your day. You'll
I'm
find
just
out.
Saying. He's going to tell me.
You'll get
take
some
a
questions
shot.
Too. We'll find out
keep
your
dude's
trap.
Hold on. Yeah, shit. Niggas in
shout
the comments going in, talking about Young Sushi claiming me on my fucking taxes. Yo, are y'all serious? Yo, I had, listen, check, all I'm saying is check Facebook. I had money before. I already was up. This is already me. Just check. That's all I'm saying. Go do your research. But yeah, she's doing good for herself. What you want me to do? Mess with a broke bitch? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I got me somebody at works, like me. What the fuck?
What's the biggest girl you ever had sex with?
Weight
what you mean?
Wise.
Wait.
Probably 140.
Nigga.
This nigga gotta take another shot, bro.
Why? I don't mess with big chicks like that.
Yeah, poor
you know why? Cause you know, no,
he
you know why?
I know you, bro.
No, listen. I know you. Listen. I'm gonna tell you about being romance with the eyes and shit. They used to call me romance. Hakeem from Moesha and shit. So like,
oh my when god,
M to the O to the. So when I was growing up, what it is that a lot of chicks had complexes about short dudes, and I was a little short. So what I realized about taller chicks is that they had bigger feet than men. Like they usually had like size like 12 women's, which is like a 10 men. So I was like, it was scary. You know what I mean? Big feet. It's like basketball player shit. And it's like,
so you gonna stick to eight? You gonna sit here and
I had eight.
Take the motherfucking shot. I don't
count.
Believe
I gotta count.
I ain't say how many chicks. That's probably how many chicks you ate ass with.
Oh, you didn't say it. Yes.
How to meet on Sunday? I didn't clarify the question. You know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton style. Bill Clinton style. I did not have sexual contact. It's more than eating ass. Oh, all right.
Yo, listen. Cindy is one of those girls. Yo, she liked me so much.
Who?
But Cindy. Wow. She's in the comments. Listen. She inboxed me plenty of times and she, hey Black, I really like Cindy, you are 6'1". I can't do nothing with you, all right? I'm sorry that you're single, you have long hair, hopefully tender or whatever. You Christian mingle.
You get a man. We got more questions. Don't go ahead, joke away. Go ahead. Let's go,
Ty. Shout out to Cindy.
What do you honestly think is
honestly
you think is the main reason Black women are single?
Oh, damn.
That's a crazy question.
Tanya loves single people, I swear.
I do.
I want all you Black women to come to my birthday party. Yanny Smith is in the building.
He's taking a shot.
Yeah, that's about 4 shots. We doing good, man. Black is sweating in here. He got a short sleeve and he's sweating. That's how Filipino's head.
You couldn't answer? I think a better answer would be, girl, I wish I cared.
Oh, man.
We're going to drag that.
How many one-night stands you had in your life?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Probably 2.
I can believe that.
You know why? I was a little ugly back in the day.
So when did you, like, cocoon and turn into your butterfly? Because you alleged you're a caterpillar for a long time.
Yeah, I think I cocooned around the age of 22. Around the age of 22, I started learning how to do diamond push-ups. And it changed the way I walked. It changed.
But you got titties, though.
My posture.
Oh, he got nipples.
I mean?
He got titties.
You see, what's wrong with Danny is that Danny is so single, she got to judge other people. Man, I'm not yours. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking. Lead up to Sushi. Sushi love these. Find a man that love those. Anyway, what I'm saying is this. Focus on me. You're single. No, you didn't find nobody. Tag him right now. She's not going to post it.
Yeah, we taking one more question, y'all. One more question. Call up, y'all.
And you're going to stay single because you don't wear shoes. Sneakers only. Make sure you get your hoodies. Make sure you get your
shirts. Make sure you get your hoodies and your sweatshirts.
You see, I went down here with it.
Black success is drunk. We did our job. We taking one more question. Y'all got any more questions before? Come on. One more question, y'all. Make it good. Make the last question good.
Feliz Navidad.
Snickers singing Feliz Navidad.
Son. Yo, that y'all it got to him, son.
What's up? How y'all not acting spicy, man? What's
because
up?
You the one taking the shots on lying, nigga.
All niggas do is lie and drink y'all.
I'm telling the truth. And the truth is, I want to snatch that little wig off your head right now. You know what I mean? And give you lotion if you can do this with it. You can do the baby hair.
Since you got all the bread.
I hear that noise, clap.
You got another question?
Once you snatch you and pay for it, I'm Gucci, my nigga. I walk out of here happy, bitch.
I got you. What's up?
All right, it's the last question. Fuck it, because it's almost time to wrap it up.
What's up?
It's our last question.
What's up? Shoot.
Fuck it, man. No sushi, all right? Not an equation. Mm-hmm. Who are you more sexually attracted to, Tanya or Danny?
Neither. I'm gonna tell you.
Shoot your shot. You'll pick.
I'm gonna be honest. It's neither.
I said no sushi.
Yeah, even with no sushi, I'm still not attracted to either or. reason. To be honest with you.
Why?
Reason being, to be honest, Tanya never wear her natural hair, and she paint her eyebrows on. I can't do that. And right here is always ashy. I'm just, I wouldn't do that.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
His hot seat. And then, trying to roast other people.
And then on top of that, Danny is online getting the Jordans with me. We can't both be there.
That's your problem right there.
So I'm trying to figure out why.
I'm gonna plug. Take a last shot of the night. Like, you lying?
But I'm being honest. Take I wouldn't touch. Shot. Man, listen, my taste is different, dog. these are Applebee's. I'm just a Peter Luca.
Wow.
Different. You know what I mean? My name
take
is Black Success.
Shot.
You know what I mean?
This is the first jalapeno Sunday, y'all. Brown Holy Water is gonna be every third Sunday of the month. Shout out, let's clap it up for Black Success going through the rest of it. The first jalapeno Sunday sponsored by Yave. Such a killer. You know what I'm saying? Black is drunk. And he does a dip a lot of questions. He should have had that whole bottle. I know this man for a long
time. But shout out to you, Black, because you're great at dodging and dipping.
Facts.
Shout out to you.
Facts.
My birthday party, March 9th, club time, bitch.
Yo, we at the end of our show, everybody. Give y'all shout outs. Tanya, let's start with you. Let's go, baby. Give your shout outs.
I'm being selfish today, so shout out to me. some real shit. Y'all know Bad Girl Ting is up and running. I got my Instagram page, bad.gal.ting. You can reach out to me, email me, DM me about your custom units. I know there's a government shutdown kind of going on right now, but y'all can still get y'all tax return. I'm waiting for y'all money. Invest in a good wig. I'm here when you need it. If you want to get some more advice, you want some ideas, you want to ask me some questions, ask me anything. It's not a dumb question. Let's get those wigs on y'all heads. If you a naturalista, y'all know people use wigs to protective styling. If you got damaged hair, it's a good thing to do until you start growing your edges back, until you start treating your hair.
What the fuck?
Motherfucker, bitches need edges. So,
y'all
do y'all thing.
First,
big
babe.
Shout out to my cookie, the love of my life. What the fuck?
That's a hot seat day. I'm sorry. Yeah, come, finish.
Trevor says, shout out to your eyebrow paint.
Shout out to my eyebrow paint. Shout out to my fucking, my missing fucking lotion, because allegedly this shit is ashy. Shout out to my cookie. Y'all know Level Up Car Wash is up and running. 347-731-8860. Next weekend, he got you guys. The weather's getting good, so get your washes. He was busy all weekend. I couldn't find my man. I know where he was. I fucking couldn't find him. So thanks for all the support. Also, shout out to the team. I'm in the bar again last night. A random ass person. Oh my God, y'all so funny. So congrats. Let's keep going. Daniel.
Kiss my ass, both of y'all.
What?
Y'all keep calling me Daniel. Y'all know my name.
She Hopi. Says Danny. Ooh. I say Daniel.
Y'all
I say
heard
Danny.
Me.
She says Daniel. It's like a good thing we got going for the show. Stop being
shut
so
up.
Touchy.
Shout out to everybody who commented. Shout out to everybody who joined in. Don't have too many shout outs today. Shout out to my sister for the good talk. Shout out to Del, Kiara, my friends. Shout out to you guys.
Tell Del check her inbox, cause she's Pisces. Celebrate, ma. What's wrong with you?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. Got some things brewing. That's about it.
Gotcha.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your hoodies, shirts. I'm saying the weather's about to break. Come out there and do that. Shout out to my man, Kevin Cherry. This is his shirt right here. Go to kevincherry.com. We're there at the time, my boy.
Kevin.
That's it, right? Pretty mellow day like that, man. Just be great. You know what I'm saying? My new slogan for, shout out to my homie Tanisha, is my new slogan. You got to live your best life. that's the new slogan. Shout out to Tanisha for that. Shout out to Tuna. And, that's it, man. Everybody be great. See y'all next week, man. If you like us, share us. Leave a review on the Brown Holy Water. I mean, the app. If you got Apple products, leave a review. And shout out to your Javi Tequila. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
They here supporting. And that's it, man. Be great. See y'all next week, man. Holla.
It's your boy. Black Success. And I'm going to tell you a story. So one day, I wanted to order tuna fish from the corner store. And they asked me what do I want on it. And I said, yo, put a little tuna on there, put a little honey mustard. salt, pepper, vinegar. You know what I mean? So he started crunching it up. Right? Start crunching it up. He gonna ask me, you want this on a roll or the hit or a fucking hero? I said, God damn, you got curse at me. Put that shit on the roll, my nigga. Yes, I got you. So he took the roll, he cut the roll, he threw it in the oven. Boom. He threw the shit divided and went in the oven. I said, holy shit. He's still crunching this shit up. Still looking at me and shit. Showing me that he doing the work and shit and all that, right? So boom, the bread come out. He said, hey, you want mayo, you want honey mustard? I said, shit, give me honey, motherfucker. He said, all right, cool. He slapped some honey on there. That's all he did. You know what I mean? He ain't even spread it. He just, both sides. Crunching a motherfucker. He said, you ready? I said, yeah, motherfucker, I'm ready. He said, you sure? Said, yeah, motherfucker, I'm sure. The motherfucker took the shit, he put it on the bread and shit. Boom, 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 boom. He wrapped the shit up, he threw it to his man, Habib. Habib took it, they charged me $5. I went home, I ate it, it was delicious. What is my point? My point is that this tuna sandwich is being served to you March 9th. Club Taj, Yave Tequila, Yandy Smith, I am Black Success. Boris, play that music right now.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brand, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it.